Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, October 29th, 2025. The Brunswick-based nonprofit Full Plates, Full Potential is hosting a virtual town hall tomorrow on SNAP in Maine. SNAP is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program that was formerly known as food stamps and is facing losing its funding in a few days. Organizers invite all who are interested to attend the town hall to discuss the threats to SNAP, how to get funding restored, and how to ensure the future of the program. Attendees' questions and stories will be collected to share with policymakers. The virtual town hall is tomorrow, Thursday at 4 p.m. Registration is now open. It's a long link, so I'll post it on the archives of today's program at weru.org. That will be up there now if you want to go look for it. You can find more information about the group Full Plates, Full Potential at fullplates.org. Last month, the USDA eliminated SNAP Ed, a program that provided nutritional classes and outreach as part of SNAP program. In response, Loaves and Fishes Food Pantry in Ellsworth is partnering with the Food Trust, Ellsworth Adult Ed, Healthy Acadia, and the Good Shepherd Food Bank to continue offering Cooking Matters classes that were a component of SNAP Ed. They say, quote, "More than a series of cooking classes, the Cooking Matters strategy teaches food skills to low-income neighbors, focusing on healthy eating on a budget, and provides a team environment where participants can share ideas," end quote. Participants also receive a bag of groceries after each class so they can replicate that week's meal in their own homes. There's currently a waiting list, but Loaves and Fishes encourages interested Hancock County residents to contact them so they can get a sense of how much demand there is for the next session. You can stop by the food pantry or call Ellsworth Adult Education at 664-7110, and you can check the Loaves and Fishes website for more information about them at loavesandfishesellsworth.org. If you're looking for a food bank near you, the website feedingamerica.org can help you find one based on your zip code. Again, that's feedingamerica.org. There's also a list on the state's website, maine.gov, if you navigate to the Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry section. I'll post a direct link on the archives for that as well. The Peace and Justice Center of Eastern Maine, Indivisible Bangor, and Pax Christi Maine are continuing their community forum series this weekend. They say, quote, "So much of politics is local, and we need to come together in community to celebrate our strengths, build relationships, and to co-create a vision different from the fear and isolation common in today's world," end quote. The community forum is happening on Saturday, November 1st from 3 to 4:30 at the Bangor Public Library up on the third floor in the Minsky Lecture Hall. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.